Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Scott Jacobs, and I'm back doing my second episode. I would like to go over something that's been bugging me. I watched on the news today. The news is trying to say that Americans are attacking Chinese people because of this coronavirus. That the Americans don't feel safe with Chinese people around. I mean, what the crap? Really? I mean, you can't sit and target the Chinese just because a virus broke out in their country. I mean, if that's the case, we should be attacking all kinds of people. You know? Over dumb shit. You know, I know this virus ain't dumb, and it's a very serious thing, but I'm not understanding where people attack the Chinese that's lived in America for a long, long time, and I highly doubt they want to do something to America. I mean, the Chinese ain't scared to go to war. I mean, we have with them before. I mean, don't people remember the Pearl Harbor? But, anyhow, they're trying to say that by Friday, that's today, that 50,000 more people will be dead by the coronavirus. I mean, what do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen? I think it's crazy. It's really crazy. And they're trying to open up everything, and the numbers just keep going up. I mean, I keep hearing a few weeks or a week, they're about to open all the stores and everything's about to go back to normal, but we got three stages of opening up the quarantine to make everything open. I don't get how they ain't learned from the Chinese when they opened everything back up and it came right back. I mean, what does America think? We got a shield over it? I mean, it's gonna happen here too. You know, it happened there, it'll happen here, it'll happen everywhere that does it. This is a very bad virus, people. I mean, what are we gonna do? I mean, there ain't no antivirus. There's no cure for it at all right now, except for that, I can't remember the name of that drug that Trump was saying that was helping some people, not all people. So no, that's not a good cure for it. It has to help all people for it to be a good cure, you know. I'm just a local citizen in a little town in North Carolina. And I've not seen none of the virus outbreak here, but, you know, they try to say it has. And I'm trying to keep my head strong and believe that it has. But I'm wondering how much of this shit's real and how much of it's fake. You know, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, the government has lied to us before. I mean, this ain't going to be the first time they've lied, and it probably won't be the last time they've lied. You know, I'm not trying to be a government conspiracy theorist, but I'm just sitting back looking at the way world goes, and it looks just like this could be a conspiracy, you know? And if it is, they keep talking about this new world order they want to start. A one world government where one world's under one person. You know, a president over the whole globe. And then, what's that going to accomplish? Everybody will be the same? Everybody will have the same rules? I mean, if it ain't working now the way it is, what do they think makes them think it's going to work under one person if it ain't working under billions of leaders, or I can't remember how many, but there's a few leaders. I mean, if a few can't handle it, not one man can. And the only one man that I know that could do it is the devil, Satan himself. You know, the Bible speaks of him taking over like that. You know, that one world, new world order could be the Antichrist starting that up. Who knows, people? Who knows? All I know is it's crazy. And if it is the Antichrist, I've been starting to read my Bible a little more since this virus has broke out. I've been trying to listen to preaching while I work. You know, every day I go to work now, I've been listening to nothing but preaching. You know, trying to get the Word of God into my body, into my mind, into my soul, and in my heart. Because the best role model to go by in life was Jesus Christ. He was our Savior. He died for us so we'd have a chance. You know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You know, that sounds good. Sounds really good. And I really hope I can get myself to where I have everlasting life in heaven. And yes, that's on me and my call. Whether I do or don't, that's on me. But God knows I'm trying. I'm not perfect. Neither of us, none of us are perfect. The Bible even states that one. But what is people, I'd like to hear some comments back somehow. I've got a Facebook page. It's Richard Scott Jacobs. Look me up. Send me a message. You know, let me know if you hear my broadcast and if you like it. Let me know. I'm got 7 viewers so far, and 4 people that wanted me to make another show. And I don't know who them 4 people are because it don't show me who wanted me to make more, but I would really like to. And you know, I live in a big nice house. I'm trying to do the big American dream, you know. But I feel like I'm a slave to the government when I am trying to get my dream. I work, I go to bed, you know, I go home. I rest maybe a couple hours. Maybe have to do some chores around the house, like cut grass, fix something, work on a car. You know, feels like I got a second job when all that happens them days. But, you know, I look at it like this. It's my shit that I am fixing. I ain't gotta have nobody help me. I ain't gotta ask nobody. I know how to do it for myself. That's what's wrong with America, people. Nobody knows how to do anything for themselves. You know, the new generation is wanting us to hand everything to them. You know, I didn't get everything handed to me in life. And by God, they shouldn't have to have it that way. But parents today, I just don't understand why the old way of work don't work anymore when it was effective. You know, before DSS and CPS and all them people started stepping into your lives, you know, you could do anything. But now you could whoop your kid, you could, you know, teach them the ways you wanted them taught. Now it's like you got to teach your kids the way the government wants you to teach them, or if you hit your kid, we're taking them, kind of crap, you know. Or if your kid says they done something, or you've done something to them, and if you didn't, they still take your kid because they go by the kids, you know. I'm not saying all kids would lie, but there is some lying kids out there that get their parents in trouble for no reason. But anyhow, I ain't trying to go off on all that. I could go on for hours about the government and DSS and CPS and all them. I mean, I've listened to a guy named Alex Jones. I've really listened to him a long time. And I know I'm probably going to get banned mentioning his name. But I'm sorry. I'm not scared of my rights. I got my rights. And I know my rights. I got freedom of speech. They blocked me, banned me over this. That's taking my freedom of speech away. Just like they did Alex Jones when they blocked all his stuff. You know, they stripped him from YouTube. Now, only thing he's got is his website called Infowars.com. And then he's got one called PrisonPlanet.com. You know, check them out, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, judge it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. All I'm saying is, he's a very smart man, and he knows what he's talking about in his shows. He does a live broadcasting every day. So don't miss it. It's like a news broadcast. He does it pretty often, too. And he's got some other people that, like David Knight. He's pretty good. I like watching him at night. He's a pretty good guy. And I might go into some details about what they talk about sometimes, but I don't want to do it a lot because I don't want my podcast to be banded. Because I'm just trying to get started. But if there's anything y'all want me to talk about or look up or research and do an episode on, you know, find me on Facebook. It's Richard Scott Jacobs on Facebook. I've got a Snapchat that's called Scott Jacobs. Other than that, I think that's the only two I use, social media-wise. I would put my number on here, but I don't know about getting hate calls all the time just because somebody didn't like my show, you know. People are stupid nowadays. But I would like to understand how the world works. You know, for years, it's been, I wished I was born back when the 1800s or something, when there were swords and buggies, and there was no many guns and stuff like that. You know, not much murder unless you really brawled it out and duked it out. You know, now everybody's all about being a gang member and wanting to party all the time. You know, I've caught myself. Don't get me wrong, I've done the partying. I've hung out with the wrong people in my lifetime. And in my life, I have hung out with gang members. I mean, I'm not proud of that. I've done it, but I'm not proud of it. No, I never joined no gang, don't get me wrong. I'm not that stupid. But I did know some people that were in one, and, you know, they tell me it's a rough life. It's a life no one should live. So why do it? I mean, back then, some people get themselves in situations where, you know, the gang makes it sound good. And then, what do? You go sign on. And then, what happens? You end up getting shot because you're gangbanging someone, or you're shooting up a house, or you're shooting up a car, and you accidentally kill someone. And then you're in prison for the rest of your life because somebody in the gang told you to go do it. You know, no, fuck that. Don't. You ain't gotta stoop to that level. I mean, I know what it's like. I've not killed nobody, don't get me wrong, but I've had people try to get me to take on jobs that I shouldn't have, and I didn't. I mean, I don't know why I said shouldn't have, but I never have. And I was like, I'm not, that's not me. You know, I'm a type of person, I just want a simple family, live a simple life, go to work, come home, do my thing at home, you know, do the American thing, wash my car, do my podcast, play my games. You know, I ask for a simple life, and all I want is a woman that loves me. You know, my old lady that I got now is the best woman in the world. I ain't never had a woman as good as this one. She has my heart, and I'll never let her let it go. No matter how mad she gets at me. I'll confess a sin I did not long ago. It was a week ago, I think. It was a weekend. I went and bought me a bottle of liquor. Needless to say, I got drunk as hell and blacked out. So, what did I do to my old lady? Sat and yelled and cussed at her, you know, for no reason. It was just because I was messed up in the head, drunk. And I blacked out, and when I black out, I don't know what I'm doing, and people have to tell me what happened. I mean, I'm like, it's that bad. And needless to say, I'm put the bottle down again. Cause, you know, I used to stop drinking. I didn't drink for a long time. You know, I had a beer maybe here and there, but it wasn't no liquor at all. I ain't drunk liquor in like, I swear it was like 10 years. No lie on God's good earth, I think it was like 10 years I didn't drink no liquor. And I think the only reason why I did start was because the beer wasn't cutting it no more. I couldn't get drunk off beer no more. So I went to a bottle of liquor. And the bottle of liquor showed me I can't handle it. So, needless to say, I don't drink. If I do drink, it's very little. I don't do a whole lot of it no more. And she is such a great woman. She stuck with me. She could have left. She could have ended it. And I wouldn't have blamed her because there's no sense in me acting that way. And normally, I wouldn't have. You know, I tried to be a good dad. I tried to be a good man to her. You know, I do what I can do. And I have a small learning disability where I can't learn as quick as other people. But doesn't mean I can't learn it. You know, it just takes me a little longer. And that's another thing I like to talk about. How the world shines on people with disability. You know, I've had people shine on me just because I told them I had a learning disability, and they wouldn't even give me a job because of it, because I couldn't read as well or something like that. You know, if half the people knew today, I quit talking about I couldn't read, I have a disability, I couldn't do, you know. I don't tell nobody. I live my life like I'm a normal person, and nobody can never tell that I have a disability, period. You know, I work a full-time job. I'm actually a head maintenance person. Yeah, I did say head. For a person in my standards that have learning disabilities, I became a head maintenance person. You know, I work at more than one place. I go to a few places and fix things. You know, and sometimes clean things if I have to. It's just part of the job. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do to make your money, to survive. And I really wish people would have more of a understanding heart in life. I really do. You know, everybody wants to be mean, crabby, and hateful all the time. But why? You know, yeah, you get mad at work. Don't take it out on everybody. You know, stay mad to yourself. If you get that mad, don't talk to nobody. I mean, really. And if you're one of them people that's on medication because you're angry, you go pop a pill and chill, dude. Or some people has marijuana problems, you know. Go smoke a doobie before you start some shit at work. I mean, I'm not telling you to do drugs at work, but if it stops the fighting and arguing and all that, go do it. I'm all for you doing it. You know, I'm the type of person, you can ask my old lady, I don't like to argue, I don't like fighting. I mean, if I have to, I will, but I do not like to do it. And, now, I want people to understand that my heart's fully in my relationship, and there's no woman that come jerk me away from this girl. This girl's everything to me. She is 100% a woman. And, you know, her kids ain't my biological kids. They're my stepkids. But I treat them like they would be mine. Her little daughter ain't, you know, she's such a blessing. She's the cutest little bug in the world. If I could show you a picture, y'all would think so too. And her son, he's a smart, intelligent boy. You know, and he's a very hyper kid. I mean, hyper kids, you just gotta overlook a lot of things. Because some of it, they can't help. You know, and I try to keep that in my mind, but sometimes I just, the old ways come out, you know, the old fashioned butt whooping. You know, I gotta stop myself. But nah, they're good kids, and I wouldn't ask for any other kids in my life. So, honey, if you're listening to my broadcast right now, I love you, and you're my everything. You're my queen. Now, let's change the subject to something else. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, I will get better at this broad podcasting. I'm just second show now, and I'm just starting it out, trying to figure everything out, like I told you in the first show. Today's Friday, April 24th. And it is 4:34 p.m. I'm down in my basement. I'm going to call it my headquarters. Because that's what I'm going to turn it into for my podcast. It's going to be a podcast station. And as I go on, I'm going to try to upgrade my stuff. I'm going to try to get a computer and a better podcasting system. Right now, I'm just using one cheap, free app that I got on my iPad right now is all I'm using. And if anybody's got any pointers and can help me out, please do. I mean, I would love for somebody to tell me what am I doing wrong in my broadcasts that I need to fix. So, only way to get better is have people downgrade you to tell you what you did were bad, you know. You gotta have critics. But what does everybody think? I would love for this world to be like changed. I would love to go up in the mountains and pick me a spot of land and build me a house on it and, you know, live free off the land, you know? I don't think God intended life to be the way it is today. I surely don't think it was supposed to be this way. You know, I know God fulfilled, God knows everything, but I'm still pretty sure this ain't the way He wanted things. Because look, it feels like we are in Babylon all over again. Not Babylon, Solomon. Well, y'all know what I mean if y'all read the Bible. You know, the place that God destroyed because of the wicked sin. I'm going to have to get better writing it. I'm going to have to start writing everything down before I do my podcast so I can make everything sound better, guys. I'm so sorry about this podcast. Anywho, is there anything I can do for this country? I would. You know, I was 18 years old trying to get in. I did. I tried to enlist in the military. And they wouldn't take me because I had hand surgery. A hand surgery. And it was just for a tendon. And they told me I couldn't do it. Because the surgery was in the wrong spot at the time. Or he was just feeding me some horse shit and just didn't want to do it. I don't know. But people need to understand, you know, if you got a disability and you want to join the military, how hard is it to pick a gun up and shoot at the enemy? I mean, really, why do we need all this crazy training? I mean, I know you need crazy training to do sneaking and black ops and all that crap. Yeah, I could see having training for that crap. But sitting on the front line and shooting somebody, you ain't got to be trained to do that. You know, was everybody in the Civil War trained to fight? No. I mean, really, it was people in their homes and families standing up, grabbing a gun and shooting back. That's the way war should be fought, not by military. It should be fought by the land, people fighting people, not the government fighting government, and it fucks everything up for the people, you know. It ain't us people that's making the government do all this crap, it's them. But this is a short show, because I'm running out of things in my mind to say. And I got, my next show's gonna be a little better. I know I said that last time, but I think it's gonna be better this coming around third time, because I'm gonna have me a notebook, piece of paper, and everything jotted down so I'll know what to say. So everybody, have a great evening, and God bless all y'all.